Next patient is Miss Mullinax Kim, KIM 213-66. This is a 59-year-old woman, widowed 4 years ago. Her husband died due to COVID 4 years ago. She had COVID and she had pneumonia afterward, period. Any paragraph? Patient comes in today with sore throat, cough, congestion, earache, fever, O2 sat 95%. She's obese but has no history of diabetes, high blood pressure, or sleep apnea, period. She does have a history of no thyroid after a thyroidectomy. She takes Synthroid 112 microgram once a day. She's also postmenopausal. Also put down she takes an estradiol patch per her gynecologist, not this office. Family history is positive for Alzheimer's disease, breast cancer, diabetes, colon cancer, and brother that was just found out. Maintenance mammogram is due next week. Her Cologuard was done a year ago before they found out her brother had colon cancer. I told her now she needs to have a colonoscopy. Social, she's widowed 4 years, had twins. They're 35 years old. She had a doesn't smoke, drinks very little. She's widowed, as I mentioned. Surgery, hysterectomy, C-section, cholecystectomy, thyroidectomy. They took her thyroid out, then part of the thyroid grew into the chest, and they had to go and remove the thyroid that was into the chest. Because of that, she had a lobectomy on the right side. And let's see, that's it. Medication, Synthroid, 112 microgram once a day, along with the estradiol, allergy none. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 223 pounds, 98.4, 95, 18, 107, 129 over 69. Heart positive, small positive, still tachycardic, lungs feel bronchi, but clear, no sign of pneumonia, abdomen soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal. Assessment number one, positive COVID-19. Number two, tachycardic. Number three, number four, history of thyroid nodules, but no cancer. Number five, status post-thyroid removal. Number six, on Synthroid 112 microgram. Next number, status post-hysterectomy. Next number, I asked if her OB-GYN doctor is okay with her being 59 years old and taking estradiol. She said yes. She's on a patch right now on a weekly basis. Next number, family history of breast cancer, mammogram next week. Next number, family history of colon cancer, had a Cologuard, but she really needs a colonoscopy. She will do that when she gets better. Next number, we talked about COVID. We looked at her heart. We looked at her neck. She does have lots of lymphadenopathy. Her liver shows fatty liver. She does not have any DVT in her legs. I told her if she gets short of breath, develop shortness of breath, chest pain, or any of the symptoms, must go to the emergency room. Next number, she was treated with Dexa 10 milligram now. Next number, she was given Bromfit for cough, Tylenol, Motrin for symptoms of achiness, leg pain and arm pain especially. Next number, Midrol dose pack. Next number is Paxlovid, most important for her to start that right away. Next number is because of her leg and arm pain. We looked at her arm and leg, no sign of DVT or PVD was noted. Next number, no masses noted in the bladder. Next number, lots of liquid. Next number, off work times 5 days. Next number is call tomorrow for a follow-up. Next number, see me next week if it's not any better. Next number is we did not do a chest x-ray. There's no evidence of COVID pneumonia, but if she and she's going to be treated with Paxlovid, but if she develops any symptoms, she will return for a chest x-ray or go to the emergency room right away. Next number, her blood work is up to date with no sign of diabetes. She gets blood work on a regular basis because of her thyroid issues. Thank you so much.